This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Mentally incompetent to stand trial, that's the determination of a judge in the case against Clayton Lee Lozinski. The Southern Humboldt man led police on a pursuit through Eureka several months ago, and a psychiatrist who talked to the defendant found that he is incompetent to proceed. Now another doctor will make a determination about Lozinski's mental fitness. Police say Lozinski pointed a gun at them, and they then unleashed 40 rounds at him, striking him once in the chest. When arrested, he told investigators he thought officers were chasing not him, but gang members who had robbed him. Residents in wine country increasingly worried about the ability to pay their bills as wildfires drag on there. The state's deadliest group of fires leaving many business owners and employees without work or pay for 9 days. Business communities are just returning to assess the effect on revenue and jobs. Parts of southbound Highway 101 closed Tuesday. Firefighters battling brush fires in Northern California's Marin County. Traffic being diverted off the freeway near the Robin Williams Tunnel just north of San Francisco. The San Francisco Bay Area on edge given week-long fires in wine country, plus the new fire that cropped up Monday night in the Santa Cruz Mountains. What will housing look like in Fortuna in the future? You can take a look at some of the issues at hand in the housing element of the city's general plan, which is now up for public review. The housing element required by state law to identify and analyze existing and projected housing needs in order to preserve and improve and develop housing for all economic segments of the community, plus demonstrate how the city will accommodate its fair share of regional housing needs. It's available at Fortuna City Hall on 11th Street during normal business hours, or you can go online at friendlyfortuna.com. An alleged gang member gets another attorney as he tries to fight murder counts in court. Mario Nunez, charged with killing a 14-year-old Eureka boy, Jesus Romero Garcia, nearly 3 years ago. Garcia died from knife wounds to the chest. Nunez, charged with two others in his slaying. Now, along with David Selly representing Nunez, will be his law partner, Russ Clanton, reports Lost Coast Outpost. Police claim that Nunez and his co-defendants went to an apartment on P Street where the victim was and attacked him. No one witnessed the incident. Four people under arrest in Eureka after a warrant was served on a hotel room on the 1100 block of 5th Street. Police searching the room looking for evidence of drug sales. They cuffed 59-year-old Randy Cabisi and 53-year-old Larry Seminoff. Police say they learned from those suspects that they had planned to meet a man to buy narcotics in the Burger King parking lot on 5th Street. There, police found 44-year-old Matthew Arnold with 2 ounces of suspected heroin. His girlfriend, who denied any involvement, was with him, both charged with drug possession and possession of a narcotic for sale. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.